Coming up on show 1480, Ford starts customer deliveries of the F-150. Stick around and we'll get you up to speed. Also on the podcast today, we are talking about Tesla delivers megapacks to new Bitcoin mining facility, NIO to boost presence in Norway with new NIO houses and swap stations, and LiDAR developer Luminar Technologies hires ex-Apple, Tesla and Nvidia execs. Well, good morning, good afternoon and good evening wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It is Friday, 27th of May, my last day of hosting the show while Martin's on holidays. I'm Blake Boland, and I've gone through every EV story so that you don't have to. Let's kick things off with our headline story, and that's Ford starting customer deliveries of the F-150. So, this article from Electric, what do they say? Well, Ford announced that it started production of the electric pickup truck last month, and they have since made their way to dealerships across the US. Now, some were delivered to fleet customers already, and we've seen a lot of journalists and YouTubers putting out videos on them, but now we're learning that the automaker has started deliveries to actual retail customers as well. So Ford quickly accumulated 200,000 reservations for the electric pickup truck and realized that the demand was so much higher than they had anticipated. So the company quickly ramped up production and is now planning for an annual production rate of 150,000 units by the end of the year. But this year, they're expected to be limited to about 40,000 units. So that's not much at all compared to overall F-150 production. And in fact, the F-Series sells nearly a million units every year in the US. Just incredible. It's something that for us here in Europe, we just don't get the extent that truck culture is embedded over there. Our next story is Tesla delivering megapacks to new Bitcoin mining facility. So Tesla's delivered 4 megapacks to a giant new Bitcoin mining facility in Texas that is going to be the first to be powered by the automaker's solar and batteries, according to the article, and you can check the show notes if you want more information there. So last month, the project was announced as a partnership between Tesla, Blockstream, and Jack Dorsey's Blocks, formerly known as Square, and the idea was to build a new 30 petahashes per second open-source Bitcoin mining facility powered by a 3.8 megawatt solar farm and 12 megawatt hour megapack system provided by Tesla. Now, their involvement in the project is also interesting within the context of the company adopting the cryptocurrency in its own business. So if you remember back to early in 2021, Tesla invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin shortly after they started accepting the cryptocurrency as payments for some of their new cars and vehicles. And there was a real backlash from the public on that, if you remember back as well. And they had to retrace their steps a little bit on that one. So it's interesting now to see them installing megapacks at new mining facilities. Now on to a little vehicle that we may never well see on our roads here in Ireland anyway. And the headline of this article from CNEV Post is SAIC GM Wuling to assemble its mini EVs in Indonesia. So they're going to be exporting their mini, they're really popular, let's say, they're really popular mini electric vehicles. But unlike other car companies that export vehicles directly, the company is shipping parts overseas and assembling them on site. So on May 24th, SAIC GM Wuling, they exported their first batch of new energy vehicles, NEVs, their parts overseas on a rail liner. Now, they're aiming for annual sales of 1 million NEVs by 2023, they said in early March. And as of April this year, total sales of the Wuling has topped 850,000 units. Absolutely incredible. And I suppose they can do that part by the fact that the batteries are so small. These are just really, really small, short range city cars, perfect for running one or two people around, throw a bag in the back, and that's about it. But pretty cool things, and great to see small EVs like that coming on the market. And this thing is seriously cheap as well. Now, we always love to see more chargers, don't we? So the next article, the headline reads, electric bike charging stations installed on the West Coast Electric Highway. And this one comes from Electric. So what's going on here? Well, the West Coast Electric Highway in the US, which sees electric car charging stations dotting the new route from the Canadian border in the north to the Mexican border in the south, is getting a new type of EV charging station as well. Now you'll be able to charge up your electric bike along the way too, at least in the Oregon section, that is, anyway. And that's because the Oregon Department of Transportation has announced that it has taken the initiative to outfit all 44 of the electric car charging stations along the highway with extra 110 volt plugs. Now, this is a really interesting one. I mean, that's fantastic. Okay, charge up your bike. The details of it, how's it going to work? Because you're just plugging into what's essentially a domestic socket. So is it free? Do you have to activate the charger on the same unit? Because these are built into the DC units. I mean, can someone just come along and plug out your bike? Can they just steal your charger? I'm not sure of the details, and like to see how this one plays out over time. But look, more chargers for different types of vehicles, that can only be a good thing, huh? Let's do one more quick story before we take a little break, and that is NIO to boost presence in Norway with new NIO houses and swap stations. And this is according to an article on CNEV Post. So NIO's second NIO house in Norway is expected to open in the third quarter this year, 1 year after their first showroom opened. And here's an interesting quote from Marius Haler, the CEO of NIO Norway, and he said, NIO is a premium car brand and will create a premium user experience. We are pleased to have found premises that reflect this in Strandgata 15 and are convinced that the users will be rejuvenated. Little bit of an issue with the translation there at the end, but that's okay. So NIO also plans to open two additional showrooms in Norway in the fourth quarter of this year then. And on top of that, they're also going to build two new battery swap stations in Bergen and Vestby, according to the Norwegian version of the NIO app. So they've also announced plans last year now, if we go back a little bit, to build battery swap stations in five Norwegian cities eventually, with the goal of having 20 different facilities in Norway by the end of 2022. I'm going to take a short moment now, but stick around, folks, because after the break, we are talking about Mercedes Formula E team unveiling high-tech electric bike collection. And tally-ho, the first all-electric Mokes roll off the production line in the UK. See you in a minute. Welcome back, folks, and just a quick reminder that you can get your ad-free feed from Patreon. That's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily, and the money that Martin gets there really helps him to finance the show and keep things moving, keep things ticking over in the background so that we can continue to spread the message of EVs. Let's move on to our next story, and we're talking about Tesla now. So Tesla moved to expand Gigafactory Berlin on a new 250-acre site, according to an article on Electric. And what does it say? It says Tesla started to officially move to expand Gigafactory Berlin on a new 250-acre lot with the submission of the construction plan to the municipality. So the automaker has just started production at the factory and is still having issues ramping things up, but that's not stopping the company from already expanding the plant. Now local paper RBB reports that the expansion has officially started this week with the submission of the expansion application with the municipality. Our next story is that LiDAR developer Luminar Technologies is hiring ex-Apple, Tesla and Nvidia execs, and this article comes courtesy of futurecar.com. And what does it say? Well, tech companies like Apple, Nvidia, and Tesla in Silicon Valley often poach top talent from competitors, as the region has always been a highly competitive environment for companies to make a name for themselves. Now, among the top talent joining Luminar are going to be Taner Oshelik. Apologies for pronouncing your name wrong. I'm sure I got it incorrect there. So the founder of Nvidia's growing automotive hardware business. Now, he's going to serve as Luminar's executive vice president and general manager to oversee LiDAR product development, R&D program management, and their semiconductor subsidiaries. So over the past decade, he has scaled Nvidia's automotive business into a multi-$100 million revenue business. Absolutely huge numbers. Now, Luminar also provides long-range LiDAR for Nvidia's Drive Hyperion autonomous vehicle platform that is also going to be used by the Lucid Group in the Air sedan. But he won't be alone. He's going to be joined also by CJ Moore, who actually served for 7 years as director of Tesla's autopilot software before leaving the car company to join computer giant Apple Inc. as a director of their autonomous systems for its very secretive Apple Car project. And Moore is going to lead Luminar's software program and contribute to its vision for next generation safety and autonomy. And this is quite an interesting one as well, because there's a lot of discussion in the background, especially once you get into the weeds, into the details of EVs, of autopilot, ProPilot, whatever system each individual car is using. And some are going the way of vision only, some are going the way of LiDAR and so on. So really interesting to see how this plays out over the next decade or so and what type of tech is going to take over. Well, tally-ho, folks. First all-electric Mokes roll off the production line in UK. And tally-ho is not my words. That is in the headline, courtesy of an article from The Driven. And they say that the recent revival of the iconic beach buggy, the Mini Moke, under the stewardship of British company Moke International, has taken an electric turn for the European summer, with the first full-speed petrol-free models now rolling off the production line. Let's get some more details on that. Now, it was originally designed by the same man behind the Mini, Sir Alec Issigonis. The lightweight utility named after a slang term for a donkey had been reimagined as a fully electric vehicle, offering enhanced performance, zero noise, and, according to Moke, a range of around 120 to 140 kilometres. Now, they're not going to be cheap. Starting price for it is going to be just under £30,000 sterling. But that is before road costs and local incentives. So that should bring you a little bit down depending on which region you're in. Now, according to the website, the battery's range actually is 144 kilometres, which is more than specified in the press release, interestingly enough, with a charge time of around 4 hours, but that is still subject to WLTP testing. And our last story of the day is Mercedes Formula E team unveils high-tech electric bike collection. And you know me from listening to me over the last few days, I'm big into e-bikes and micro-mobility, so let's see what's going on here. Well, the Mercedes EQ Formula E team has this week launched a collection of high-performance electric bicycles that the company hopes will stand out as some of the most sophisticated e-bikes on the market. Now, they've got some pretty cool names. So, as the team launched on Wednesday their new e-bike models, the Formula E, the Silver Arrows, Silver Arrow Sport, and the new High Performance Championship Edition. So, the bikes will also incorporate constant variable transmission, CVT, as standard across all but the Championship Edition model, which is a single speed. Now, CVT eliminates the need for manual shifting between gears, with gear changes happening seamlessly as needed, ensuring riders never find themselves in the wrong gear halfway up a hill. And everybody has done that before. You know, you go to press the pedals, and instead you just nearly throw yourself over the handlebars instead because you can't get any traction. So the cheapest of the four bikes is going to be about $3,500 US. But it boasts 80 newton meters of torque, about 25% more than your standard e-bike. Now, all the bikes are coming with carbon belt drive that is said to be maintenance-free for 32,000 kilometers. Interesting. Digital dashboard integrated into the handlebar, which includes speedometer, battery indicator, range, security system, password activated, and even mobile phone charging. Really, really fancy stuff. I wouldn't mind getting a loan of one of those for a week and testing it out, see if it can get me in and out of work. Time for a question of the week with emobilitynorway.com to round off my fantastic week that I've had talking to you guys. So what was the question of the week? It is, what is your dream driveway? But you have two rules. So you can have either two or three vehicles and your budget is $150,000 US or equivalent wherever you are. So for me, that'd be about 140,000 euros. And I know it's going to change and it's going to waver all around the world depending on different incentives and taxes and so on. But it'd be really interesting to see what's the difference. You know, if you're in Australia or maybe you're listening to this in India or the US or Argentina or somewhere like that, and what's available to you, what you can afford, I think the answers are going to be fascinating. And please get those in by email to Martin, and the address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. And for the week that's in it, as I'm finishing up now, I'm up on Twitter @EVLifeIreland. If you want to say hello there, let me know some of your answers. That'd be really interesting to hear. So folks, just if you can, take a minute while you're having your cup of tea, your cup of coffee and a little biscuit. Take 2 minutes, leave a quick review on whatever platform you've downloaded the podcast. Really helps Martin drive the show onwards. So thank you very much to the premium partners who keep us on the air. And you are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village Cincinnati, Audi Cincinnati East and Volvo Cars Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley, my good friend from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Incredible the amount of vehicles that he gets through. He's putting out 2 videos a week on everything from vans to bikes to cars and SUVs. Richard at rsev.co.uk, who does some great road trip and range testing videos. Love to meet up with him at some stage when I'm next over in the UK. emobilitynorway.com, Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple with one card, one map and one app. Great tagline. And last but not least, millbrookcottages.co.uk, 5-star luxury cottages in Devon. Jump in the hot tub while your EV charges. Well folks, that's the end of the show. It's the end of my week with you. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honour attempting to stand in for Martin, just to keep the show ticking over while he was on his holidays. It's been such a wonderful experience. But most important, guys, remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.